Kia ora koutou katoa, welcome to World with Anahila on this day, Christmas Day, and we will also replay it on New Year's Day. Today with me, I've got two awesome guests. I've got Tamati Coffey, the MP for Waiariki, and I've also got Paul, all the way from Wellington, the MP for Rongotai. We're going to have a conversation with Paul and Tamati about what Christmas means to them, and then we'll talk about what happened this year in terms of their own health and well-being. So, who's on the line first? We'll go to Tamati because they're a lot closer to Auckland. Tamati Coffey, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Maloelau marie.
Yeah, maloelau marie, tēnā koe. Yeah. Paul Eagle, are you there?
Maloelau marie, kia ora, from the capital city, Whanganuiakara.
Okay, so the rest of us who are not in Wellington, Rongotai is where in Wellington?
So when you land in Wellington at the airport, you are in the kingdom of Rongotai.
Ooh, I wonder who the queen is. Anyway, welcome. Hey, it's Christmas Day.
Robertson.
Yeah. The Honourable Grant Robertson. So it's December now. Yeah, we started in January. What's Christmas for you guys?
Well, Christmas in the central North Island, the geothermal paradise that is Rotorua, is one with whānau. Actually, we're getting lots of whānau around. They're coming in from all around the place. They run away in droves from those big cities like Auckland and Wellington and the Gold Coast, and they all come back to their tūranga waiwai. So we're expecting cousins and aunties flooding in. I know that they're already flooding in at the moment, but we'll be spending Christmas Day with them. At some point, actually, we're going to be heading down to my nan and my kōrero's grave just to go and spend some time with them, acknowledge them, tidy it up, put some fresh flowers on. We only do it once a year, so that's the day that we choose to do it. And then in the afternoon, we intend to, we've got a grazing table planned. Where we're just going to be grazing all day, and people can eat and drink whatever they want, and of course the end game is the pillow, which I hope to be on nice and early. I'm a big fan of get started early, get to bed early.
All right, yeah, you might have to ask Tutanikai whether you can do that. So Tutanikai is Tamati's son, and he's not yet one, so he's actually the real boss in Rotorua. But anyway, so that's what's happening in Rotorua. Let's go to the kingdom of Rongotai, to the gatekeeper, Paul Eagle. Paul Eagle, what's Christmas in Rongotai?
Kia ora. Well, for starters, our 4.5-year-old Tamarangi now understands who Santa is, so he's got high expectations of what Santa does.
All right.
He delivers. He or she, of course. So this will be a first for us, just experiencing what the big red guy or girl is going to deliver. And so we've had to make some hefty demands to Santa to say this is what Tamarangi wants. So this is our first Christmas where Santa is going to be recognised and alive and kicking. And unfortunately, in some ways, I can say that because wife's not listening, she may, but we are heading to Tamaki Koto because we have an about two whānau's time. Mm-hmm. And we go up to Whangapāua, up on that peninsula there. It used to be the rural part of Auckland, but now it's just
Auckland.
It's just Auckland. And so we will have a decent pie there. We used to do church in the morning. I encourage everyone to do it.
Mm.
Maybe we'll try and get to the local Red Beach Methodist Church for Sunday service, but otherwise it's going to be just the normal stuff. Marie's got a big whānau. Everyone comes along, brings food, and we'll be joining them. So all the traditional stuff and the big red guy. Like Tamati said, I'll be hoping to hit the pillow. Not too late. I don't want to late one. It's been a big year.
Yes.
But yeah, looking forward to it.
Oh, well, that's good on you, Paul, going with your wife, knowing, where you should be on Christmas Day. That's awesome. I thought you were going to say you're going to be in Rotorua with your parents. But anyway, what a good husband. And also, Tamarangi now knows who Santa is. Oh, great.
That's right.
Well,
yeah, way to stuff the kid up.
Yeah.
Next come the series and the fairy, tooth fairy. Yeah. How are you going to explain that? Anyway.
Anyway, so you're asking what's Anahila going to do for Christmas? Well,
what are you going to do for Anahila? What are you going to do for Christmas?
Well, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm at the Papakura Marae. We are helping out preparing lunch at the Marae, where the Marae provides lunch for families who aren't able to afford Christmas. So I'll be there from about 5 till 9, and then hopefully my sister have got food, breakfast ready at my mum's, so I'll pick up the husband, a few, and then we'll go along to see if my sister's cooked anything. But I don't know whether, I usually just go along to eat, but I think I should check if there's any food. So we have breakfast at my mum's, it's called brunch. Usually there's just one little suckling pig on the table. We have that for breakfast.
Oh, and just one pig. That was uncommon.
So we usually have a roast pig on the table, or if I'm doing the food, it's a ham. And then lunch, then Phil goes to his family, and I'm off to church on Sunday, on Christmas Day.
Wow.
So that's probably what I'll do.
First time all year for church? Or, first time you'll be attending church this year?
Don't just speak for yourself, Paul Eagle. Yeah, so that's what happens. Everybody does presents. I don't do Secret Santas because I'm just no good at presents. So someone buys me a present and I usually just do a little envelope. Put $20 in it and give it away. That's my Christmas present. I know $20 is a lot these days. You do know that, eh? Okay, I'll make it 30.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't do well on Secret Santa, but that's what happens in our family. And if my mum's brothers were alive, we would also go around to their place and visit them with their breakfast for Christmas morning breakfast before we sit down to eat ours. Yeah, that's what happens at Anahila's on Christmas Day. Yeah, so it has been a big year. It's my last program, Well with Anahila, the Labour-based MP based in Papakura and Tāmaki. And I thought it would be a good opportunity to talk with a couple of my mates to see what Christmas meant for them. And then after that, we can talk about the year, you know, the whole year. We're December now. It's been a big year for New Zealand, eh? What stands out for you guys?
Oh, I'll kick things off. You know what? I look back on the year and I think about a couple of the big moments that meant a lot to us as a country. First of all, the shootings that happened in Christchurch. Something that we will all look back on as a country and, you know, for a long time trying to piece out where exactly things went wrong, you know, what we can be doing better so that we don't see things like that repeating again here in New Zealand. And I guess the second one for me is a little bit more close to home, the eruption of Whakaari, which I heard the latest report, another person that was fighting for their life with a critical burn in hospital has passed away as well. So that's I think the death toll up to 17. My mind actually at this time of the year goes out to all of those families who are still, you know, surrounded by, who are still surrounding their loved ones who are fighting for their lives in hospital, basically.
That's really sad. Yeah. Paulina, what about for you?
Well, just picking up on what Tāmaki said about March 15, and we have a mosque in Kilburnie there. So that's the main mosque for the Wellington City area. And so I'm really proud that over the last decade we've built strong relationships with the mosque leadership and the Muslim community, because when what happened did strike, I was able to have conversations with them, feel like part of the whānau, and get them the help that they got. And certainly great to see Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, along with my colleague Mark Robertson, pay a visit. And we did that pretty quickly. I was really proud of how we responded and how we continue to respond, because that's really important. I think the other big issue for me is I get a lot of people talking about mental health, and we made a big announcement this year to help people out.
Mm.
Rather than cutting giving people tax cuts and putting more in their pocket, we said no to that. We said we want to put it into the big social issues that impact every Kiwian. Mm. Funnily enough, I used to think it was a young person's issue.
Yep.
But actually, over the year, lots and lots of people have come to me saying, hey, look, times are a bit tough, or this is something that happened to me a while back. Mm. I need help, and I'm really proud that this is a government, no matter what colour, race, creed, is something there that's going to really help people. And that's fundamental stuff. That's not the stuff that makes you feel good with instant gratification. This actually rebuilds your soul and feeds your mind. So I'm really proud of us for doing that.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
The two children.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. That's a good reminder. We had the first ever well-being budget. I think it's world leading here in New Zealand. And, yeah, one of those priorities was about taking mental health seriously. And so thank you for reminding us of that. And, of course, one of the other things that I love about that was about improving child well-being, supporting Māori and Pacific aspirations, and, of course, building a productive and transforming the economy and productive nations. So, yeah, I think we were applauded by the world in terms of the leadership of the Right Honourable Jacinda Ardern and, of course, the Finance Minister, the King or Queen of Wellington Central, Right Honourable Grant Robertson, with the well-being budget. Yeah, that's one of the big things that happened this year. I suppose for me, as somebody who used to play sport, if we look at the sports side, the women did really well in terms of the netball in the UK, the Silver Ferns did really well, but on the same time at that time was the cricket. I think if you were a cricket fan for New Zealand during that time as well, I'm not sure whether it's too early to say that we almost won the cricket, but we lost the cricket. And then of course there was the other little game of 15 people aside, the Rugby World Cup, where South Africa is the champions and not us. So yeah, it's been a big year of sports in New Zealand, and also a big year in terms of the well-being budget. Well, probably it'll be good to hear from both of you when we talk about the well-being budget. Paul, you already mentioned that. Is actually, what does it look like for people on the ground? What does it look like for people in Rotorua, Tamati Kofi? If you could, what does it mean when people say, oh, well, you know, we've got our priorities with the well-being budget, taking mental health seriously, improving child well-being, supporting Māori and Pacific aspirations, building a productive nation, and, of course, transforming the economy. What does that look like in your neighbourhood out there in Waiariki, Tamati?
Yeah. It means significant things. Just trying to get people into the idea that measuring wealth, not just by the amount of money that you've got in your pocket, but actually by the well-being, of your community, of your society. Mm. That has been a real mind shift for a lot of people. And as I go around and I talk to our business communities, you know, they get it. Mm. They get that, you know, we're doing well financially at a high level. Mm. At a high level, we're doing well. But actually, when it comes to the ground, we've got some areas with real high deprivation in Rotorua that don't see or feel any of that prosperity that New Zealand has. So what does it mean? It means that we're investing into our young people to make sure that we've got programs to get them off the benefit, if they are on the benefit, to transition them into good pathways of employment, into meaningful employment, into well-paid employment as well. Things like lifting the minimum wage. You know, we just had another announcement last week that we're over the $18 threshold come early next year. We've sent a long signal to businesses that we're actually going to be lifting that. That's going to have a meaningful difference for all of the people that are in our high deprivation areas that have been just doing what they can on minimum wage, trying their best to make the money stretch. Actually, a bit of extra money in their pocket is going to allow them to live more meaningful lives as well. Mm. And that's not without even getting started on the Best Start payment and the winter energy payment. All of these things that we've invested in under our leader, Jacinda Ardern, $5.5 billion was the price tag, and that's gone into the well-being of our community. So we feel that here in Rotorua. It's very real.
Oh, thank you, Tamati. It's good just to hear that you feel that they're out in Rotorua. Now let's go to Rongotai in Wellington. Paul, I've been around to your place and I don't think it's a high deprivation area. So if we go to one, to the opposite side of the community, how's that looking like in your community in Rongotai, Paul?
Well, you're quite right, Anahila, and unfortunately, the Rongotai electorate is now wealthy. It's called the $1 million electorate. If you want to buy a whare, a kāinga, kāinga there, it's $1 million plus. And so that means that there are real impacts for our Māori, Pacific and ethnic communities because, quite simply put, they just can't afford to live in the electorate anymore. And if you went for a drive there, Anahila, you know, you'd see all the big Pacific Island churches there, PIC, Epakata there, and Owen Street, St. Anne's Newtown. So you've got a lot of the big Pacific Island churches, but we just don't have the people. However, we've got big employers like the hospital and the airport, for example, that employ a lot of Pacific people.
Yep.
They don't and shouldn't have to live in Porirua and out of Wellington to be able to work in their workplace, which is in Rongotai. One of the big things that we've started seeing the results of is public housing. These are real tangible benefits. I know the previous government looked at selling off housing and they wanted to get rid of social housing. They didn't want to be involved. They didn't want the government being a provider. And literally, thank God for the Labor and Coalition government where we came in and we said, look, housing is a priority. We are going to build new homes, new houses for those most in need. And I'm proud to say only last week I was out in Strathmore Park and we took a piece of land where only two and a half years ago I was with an Anglican minister and we held a service of lament to say, isn't this a shame that this bit of land, which once had housing, is being sold. We stopped that sale, we opened up two four-bedroom homes and 10 two-bedroom homes. And most of the new tenants are Pacifica, and I'm really, really proud of that. That's the tangible difference, in addition to what Tamati has said, that ensures that all communities are being looked after in more wealthier electorates like.
Oh, thank you, Paul. I suppose that's good to know that there is a correlation, a link between the selling of state houses and people needing to work, to live where they work, and building those new homes, affordable homes for in community housing, is that's the benefits of the wellbeing budget. I suppose for Papakura, where I am at Papakura and parts of Tamaki, is that what I'm seeing is that there's not a lot of people sleeping in front of the shops anymore. That's a good, what people are saying to me is that people are no longer sleeping on the streets and that they've got a place to go in terms of what we've done I think it's called Home First. Can you, Housing First? Where,
Housing First.
Housing First, yeah. And I've been to the schools. They've talked about the teacher shortages, shortages, and of course they talked about their properties in terms of some of the uneven concrete that children are tripping up running around at the school. Well, the big announcement made in terms most schools in Papakura is getting $400,000 budgeting that was announced by the funds announced by the Prime Minister, that we're getting properties rebuilt and of course that I employ local people, so we're getting a good feel out in Papakura. But one thing what people are saying to me, it still hits me. Doesn't matter whether I'm in the rich areas of Rongotai or in Rotorua with the atmosphere in Rotorua or in Mangere, what people are saying to me is the winter energy payment. They said, thank you. Could you tell Jacinda thank you for the winter energy payment? Dad says we can turn the heater on. So that's things that I've seen or people have told me about the wellbeing budget and what it means for them. What else? We've got 10 minutes left. of our kōrero today, and it is, if you're listening, everyone, this is Well With Anahila. I'm just having a catch-up with my two colleagues, Tamati Kofi, MP for Waiariki, and Paul Eagle, MP for Rongotai. And if you didn't know where they are, where's Waiariki again, Tamati?
in Māori, we say, mai ngā kuri a whare ki te hirau, mai make tuki tō ngariro, which basically encompasses the whole of the area known as the Bay of Plenty. So it covers quite a wide area. So you've got real wealthy pockets and some real deprived areas in here as well. But it is central North Island, and we grow trees, we grow, we have hot pools, we've got great beaches and the lakes. Oh, is this an ad?
I'm
just seizing the opportunity. How many people are listening? I'll keep going.
We do about 1,000 a month, I'm told, listeners.
Yeah,
so it's Christmas Day, so I'm not sure whether we'll have but we'll check. What I will do is I'll ask them to check the if anyone was listening to us on or after Christmas and New Year's.
Well, yeah, because I thought you said it was only your mum and few.
Well, I think maybe my mum, I'm not sure about few. Yeah, so Rongotai, what are you famous for? I know we land in Rongotai, but what else?
Well, Rongotai means sound of the sea, so we have a beautiful southern coastline, and so on a nice day you can see the Kaikoura Ranges from my whare in Island Bay. So I mean, it's not the only thing. I mean, we are the home to Wellington Airport. Little do most people know that we have a zoo, the Wellington Zoo.
Oh.
And, of course, we've got the hospital, and not so pretty but really important is the council southern landfill. So we've really got it all. We've got the world in one city right here in our Rongotai. But I reckon when people say to me, what's special at the south coast? The water is freezing. It's Makariri as.
Yeah.
So I never go swims. I tell people that I do, but I know the friendly listening population out there will bear with me. But maybe, Tamati, you'd like to come with me one day and we could do a show by the sea, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, part of Well With... Oh, sorry to interrupt you there, Paul, but I think that's enough about Rongotai. But part of Well With Anahila is about well-being. And I know that you've made some changes this year, Paul Eagle. Has he, Tamati? Paul Eagle has made some changes this year. Maybe you want to share that, Paul.
Well, I haven't either publicly said. This is the first time I've gone public out on the airwaves, but can I thank Anahila and Tamati for being the support crew? They both said, in fact, we've been talking about losing just a couple of kilograms for quite some time, more than a couple of months.
But September.
Seriously.
It was September. It was September, Paul.
So, took it a bit seriously. Had a wee telling off from the doctor, Rob McElroy. You won't be listening, but if you do hear the Tongan Airways, there are quite a few Tongan brothers and sisters who need this advice. But Rob gave me some bad news. Not terrible, not fatal news. Just sort of said, hey, look, things might go wrong if you don't sort yourself out. A few months later, and he's a few kilograms lost. So I do want to acknowledge, though, Anahita and Tamati for being the support crew. If their comments and their usy hadn't have got me there, hey,
I know you only eat air now, but you've done some really... share with us what you actually do, Paul, because I see that you've got a post every morning of a view in Wellington. And I know that a couple of things you've done, I'll tell everybody, is that you walk in the morning, every morning without fail, you're out walking. And it's not walking to, you know, you're not puffing or anything, you're just strolling. And then you drink lots of water. And, of course, you now only eat air.
Well, let's clarify a few things.
Okay.
Well, let's go to the walking. The walking has been great. So that's just simply 1 hour. There I need to acknowledge Dominic Shaheen, who's in the electorate office in Newtown.
Mm.
He sort of said, hey, look, instead of meeting and eating, why don't we meet and walk and do a hikoi? And I thought, actually, not wrong. I mean, he's small, slight, but also very muscly and just positive. So the three of us, and if we don't admit it, I'm just going to say it, it's been a mentally tough year for us. Any new MP in Parliament finds that environment to be tough. And so for me, that was a bit of mental health stuff. Get out there on the South Coast and do the walk. Just 1 hour. Not much sweat. It's much more just about getting it, you know. And sometimes we talk about all the negative things and get it off our chest.
Oh, so you use it as
going with the day.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So you're not actually by yourself.
Lots of water. And then just watch what you're eating. So it does mean at the next Tongan Methodist Church, the plate will be full, but I don't know how much pork and crackling I will eat. But I don't want to. I wanted to get myself mentally around eating, because I thought, unlike many people who have said, "Have you got cancer? Or are you sick? Or did you have the operation?" Mainly my brown brother can just say that quickly. I said no. It's just about better eating.
All right. Thank you, Paul Eagle. We'll give it to Tamati for 2 minutes to round off 2019. Tamati.
Me?
Yeah, 2 minutes. Round it off, because Paul's told us about his, you know, change of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Can I talk
about it? You forced me to reveal it.
But can I comment that Paul's done? He continues to serve as an inspiration for me, and he's right. You know, we have talked about weight loss all year and about doing better.
That's right.
Paul's actually done it. And so for that reason, I've given myself a wee kick in the backside and said, hey, look, if the brother can do it, then actually I can do it too. So I've also been pulling back on all the bad stuff and drinking more water and trying to find that balance that we all strive to have, but so often don't manage to fill it. So yeah, there'll be a bit of careful eating and drinking over the Christmas period. But you know what? It's also a time to just, you know, check yourself and, you know, make sure that you're actually getting a bit of balance, because for many people, you don't have to go into work and do the slog every day. So spend that time just trying to rebalance yourself. You know, and that be a bit of extra sleep, because during the year they can get out of kilter. Whether it's a bit of exercise that you can do, you've got no excuse if you've suddenly got a few weeks off for the Christmas holidays. Mm-hmm. Get out and do some of that. But actually also just be with your family and love your family, because, you know, I always get a bit sentimental around this time of the year and think there are so many accidents. People that die on the roads, people that die in the water. But actually we need to make sure that we're looking out for each other as well, because you never know when your time's up. Life is short, so enjoy it.
That's right. Hey, thank you guys for sharing some of your 2019 moments with me. And yes, Paul, you have been an inspiration. When I do look at your posts first thing in the morning, I go, maybe I should get out and walk. So thank you, Paul, for actually...
All over again and get it.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul, for actually walking the talk. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Paul, for walking the talk. I now tell people that you only eat air. But anyway, thank you, guys. You've been great friends. Hopefully you'll take time to think about me and what presents you can buy me. But anyway, just kidding.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Tamati, I know we've almost run out of time, but I just want to wish Tamati and Tim, it's the first time they've become parents this year, and I hope all the best for the following year in terms of his growth to Tanakai. I hope he wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and maybe you should look at Paul's post, Tamati Coffee, and go for a walk. Yeah, and Paul Eagle,
maybe.
I will invite you to maybe come to Auckland to one of the Tongan festivities, just to see and demonstrate how you have a plate full of salad.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. So, yeah, it is. Okay. We were doing so fine until now. we wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Yeah.
All right. Merry Christmas. I hope your ratings have shot up after today's interview.
Okay. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy your family. It is well with Anahila. And don't forget, it is Jesus' birthday. It's Christmas Day. And that's the reason for the season. And for New Year's, there's always, don't wait for New Year's to make a resolution. Like I'm going to do, is always look at Paul Ego's post at 7 o'clock in the morning and have all this, you know, ambition to beat him at this healthy thing. So anyway, have a great year, everybody, and see you next year. Thank you, Paul. To all of Rongotai, Merry Christmas. And for all of Waiariki, Merry Christmas. Yeah, to Tama and Miriam. It is a long goodbye. I've got 20 seconds left. Ka kite ano. This is Well With Anahila, the Labour MP based in Papakura and Tamaki, and the other two are still talking while I'm talking. But that's okay. I can out-talk them. Ka kite ano. See you next year.
Ka kite. Ka kite. Awesome.